USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The suspect in a mass shooting at a shopping mall in Allen, Texas, is dead. Police say 9 people are hospitalized. The suspect, who has not been identified, opened fire this afternoon at the Allen Premium Outlets, a suburb of Dallas. Elaine Penicaro was one of hundreds of people who had to evacuate with her daughter.
I jumped, behind a concrete pole, and my daughter, ran right into the store. Thank God she ran into the store, right away. And then I kind of crawled my way into the store and, started screaming to try to find her. And, luckily I was able to find her.
The victims range in age from 5 to 61 years old. Allen Police Chief Brian Harvey says the shooter was neutralized by a city police officer who was at the mall on an unrelated call. President Biden was made aware of the shooting. And Biden is emphasizing that the debt ceiling and the budget are not operated together. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said the budget proposals have never been tied in with the debt ceiling. The GOP-led House passed a budget proposal last week, and Republicans said they'll raise the debt ceiling if the president agrees to their budget. Biden characterized the Republicans' budget as, quote, ridiculous. A group of 43 Republican senators, led by Senator Mike Lee of Utah, stand opposed to raising the debt ceiling without, quote, substantive spending and budget reforms. A 15-1 long shot road to glory at the Run for the Roses today. Mage was the winner of the 149th running of the Kentucky Derby. Two fills placed while Angel of Empire came in show. It was a day that was otherwise marred by tragedy as two horses in preliminary races on Saturday had to be euthanized. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is assessing the situation at the southern border as Title 42 is about to expire.
Mayorkas says the U.S. will still have the power to expel illegals.
In a post-Title 42 environment, we will be using our expedited removal authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code.
He says the Biden administration is offering expanded legal pathways for asylum seekers and will remove those people who arrive at the border who do not qualify for relief. He stresses the U.S. border is not and will not be open, and if smugglers tell people otherwise, they're lying. I'm Karen Sloan.
The homeless man who died after being put in a chokehold on a New York City subway car allegedly tried to shove a strap hanger onto the tracks a day before the incident. The New York Post reports a Reddit user says he was at the Lower Manhattan subway station a week ago when Jordan Neely grabbed him by his shoulders and attempted to throw him onto the tracks. The next day, Neely was reportedly threatening riders on a subway car when a 24-year-old former Marine subdued him with a chokehold. NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal is joining a group looking to buy BET Media. The Wall Street Journal reports O'Neal is part of a group that also includes rapper 50 Cent. The Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is off to a franchise best at the box office. It is projected to make $120 million this weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.